Philistine.
Well, whatever we're doing travelling through Exeter, here are my friends, or some of them, to say good morning. Say good morning, folks.
Good morning!
Oh, my goodness, I never heard such a deafening noise in my life. I've just about blown my head off. Well, what we'll do, we'll plonk a bit of signature tune on, and then we will tell you exactly why it is we have come down to the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful West Country, because we want to be among the leaders, that's why. I'm speaking with my mouth full, and you can hear a tannoy behind me, because here in downtown Exeter is the start today of the Exeter Marathon, and we are going to try and do the impossible. We are going to try and run the marathon, all 26.2 miles of it, and actually do the broadcast at the same time and play all the records. Now, Dignified will be alongside in a motor car from time to time, and I will shout instructions through the window, or imprecation. Do you like that, imprecation?
Imprecation. Lovely word, lovely word.
Look at me. It means I swear at you.
Right.
So what we'll do, ladies and gentlemen, well, time for one record, which is the Top of the Hit Parade in, how many years ago?
How many years ago? Well, this would be, let's see, 65, 75, 19 years.
19. You can see what a state we're in. We can't even tell what we're doing. But anyway, right at the top of the chart 19 years ago, it was the Beatles, and after this record, you'll hear the start. The Beatles, Ticket to Ride. Listen, I wish I had a Ticket to Ride just now, because any minute now you're going to hear the gun, which is the start of this marathon, and I'll see you in 5 miles' time, where we shall play you a few more records. So, oh, thank you very much indeed. That's tremendous. Now then, so therefore, the minute you're gone, is that the next record? It's the second we're gone now. Wait for the gun to go, and then Cliff will come on, and then we will go off. And I just made an appeal to all our friends here. I said, if you've got any sense, now is the time to show it. Go. No! Oh, goodbye, 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 goodbye.
One minute, you're gone, I cry. The minute, you're gone, I die.
Well, now then, 5 miles, and here we are, just at the top of the first major hill, and Dignified is sitting nice and comfortably in his car alongside. Dignified, don't you think you should swap places?
No thanks, Jim, it's all yours.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Now, 19 years ago, and the minute you're gone, from Cliff Richard, and number three in the hit parade of 19 years ago, A Touch of Ash. Here comes the night. I can feel the darkness closing in already.
Wow, here it comes.
That was them there. Well, that there was them. Here comes the night, number three, in the hit parade. Okay, you guys. 19 years ago. And number four is what my legs feel like just now. Concrete and clay.
You to me. That's the way it's meant to be.
Concrete and clay, yeah. Unit 4+2. Number four in the hit parade. Thank you, my darlings. Thank you. Oh, there's one good thing about broadcasting and running a marathon at the same time is you can slow down, and it's beautiful, and all these healthy figures coming past you, tearing past, but I shall overtake a few of them when we've just had a little rest with these records. Now, the Yardbirds, A very famous group, 19 years ago. And right at the hit parade of this one, For Your Love. For Your Love. The Yardbirds, number five in the hit parade, only 19 years ago. And is it only 19 years since we started this marathon? Because for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, in living memory, you're getting a two-hour broadcast at the same time as competing in the Exeter Marathon. Is there nothing we won't ever go at on this dignified? Thank you. Are you out of breath yet?
No, but how about you?
I'm feeling terrific because I'm just going to collect a few cheers from our friends here, and then Dignified is going to announce the next record, because I'm coming out of puff. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Is it any wonder we go slow when we have lovely friends like this, right? Dignified. I've forgotten what's next. You tell him.
Righto. How do you do it? Just that going up that enormous hill there and undoing all those announcements. Amazing, amazing. Here it comes then. The next record at number six, Catch the Wind by Donovan.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your love.
Well, as it happens, ladies and gentlemen, since last you were with us, we've had a touch of the icy rains, a touch of the icy hailstones like footballs, and we now have a touch of the gentle uphill slope. Why is it Dignified? You always give me the microphone when we're going uphill, Dignified.
I'm sorry about that, Jim. It's all the same in here.
Oh, I see. It's all the same in the car. Well, now then.
It's raining.
Number seven in the hit parade of 19 years ago. A touch of the king of the road. Good heavens. That's not what we feel like at the moment, but Roger Miller is going to keep us company over the next few yards with this one.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
Number seven, in the hit parade, 19 years ago, King of the Road. Ah, well, now, wish that was me, but Roger Miller there, doing nicely for himself with that one, going for the previous week's number 16. And of the great fun records of the time, nearly 20 years ago, this one from the Barren Knights was one of the best.
If the beat boom was collapsing, the groups would all go spare. They could have trouble finding jobs.
Pop Go the Workers, number 8 in the charts in April 1965, as it happens. And the Barren Knights having a nice bit of fun and going round the world on records like that. From Dave Berry, one of the nice guys of our business, number 9, Little Things.
Little things that you do make me glad. I'm in love with you.
Oh, we have now come, it's taken us 3 records to get to the top of that hill. Because, by the way, welcome to the Exeter Marathon, ladies and gentlemen. We are taking the once-in-a-lifetime chance of actually running a marathon. Thank you. And doing a two-hour broadcast at the same time. If nothing else, it will allow me to have a nice, slow time, even if it's not a lot easier. So, oh, what do I feel like just now? I feel like an animal. But 19 years ago, the animals were at Novotina with this one.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind.
Now then, Novotina, what?
Nothing.
No, can't sign in the mouth, you lump. You lump, you must come to the finish.
Dedication.
People.
Dedication.
Hey?
Dedication.
Dedication. That's what you must have. By running like this, you must have dedication. What's your name?
Andrew Robinson.
Andrew Robinson breathing his last. Hang on, dignified. Tell him what the next one is, dignified.
Okay, from Bring It On Home to Me by the Animals, onto a record that got to number 8 in the chart, but not this particular week. Stop in the Name of Love by the Supremes.
Is it 14 miles, Barry?
15.
15? He should know, he ran it last year. So 15 miles into the race. And as it happens, things ain't too bad, as they say. You can't beat trying something new. And to do a 2-hour record program, thank you, I'll run a marathon at the same time, is a bit of fun. Because if nothing else, it means if I do a lousy time, I've got a good excuse. So, we may not be among the leaders in time, but we're among the leaders in spirit. 3 cheers for the leaders, that's what I say now. Stop in the Name of Love, the Supremes. And how about a record that got to number 8 in the Hit Parade? Not on this particular week, 19 years ago. And it was this one from Bob Dylan.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit are changing.
Bob Dylan, times they are changing, and feet they are changing. Here's a bit of fun, I'll tell you this. Running along in beautiful downtown Devon, we've had icy cold rain, hailstones, sunshine, and lots and lots and lots of spectators. Lovely green grass. So this is worth turning out for. And times are changing. The springtime is here. And the summertime, she is coming. Thank you. Now then, what we got here? Yeah.
And me and my baby.
The Drifters. At the club. Dignified. Is that a reissue?
In 1965, no, Jim. I think that's the first time round.
Are you a reissue?
Well, I could be, but I'm sitting pretty here, and I'm admiring you very much indeed.
No, yeah, it can stop all that.
Years ago, Jim.
See, we can't see.
1977.
Well, this is a bit better. But 1977, because it's allowing me to have a breather, if nothing else.
Starting with number
10, as it happens, in the Hit Parade, I say, oh, we're just passing the dairy. Hello, dairy. Just past the dairy. Now, listen. You don't want me to be a star. Is that then? Marilyn McCoo, number 10 in the Hit Parade in 1977. Well, there's a coincidence. We just happened to have it on the turntable.
Baby, come as you are, with just your heart. And I have to be a star.
You don't have to be a star. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. You don't have to be a star. Number 10. Right, that'll keep me company for another 2.5 minutes. Commander. Sir Duke, last week's number 17, this week's number 9. 7 years ago, 1977. And welcome, if you just joined Radio 1, we are on the road today, literally and metaphorically, because we're running in the Exeter Marathon. As we speak to you, the whole world of Exeter rolls by us. Not very fast, I must have had, because it's not easy to run and broadcast at the same time, but it's great fun, knockout fun. And what has been passed by a runner? What is your number, sir? I will make you famous. Number 514. Number 514 has just passed me at a great rate of knots. And, hey, all right, my darling, a beautiful Devon lady has just given me her best wishes. Oh, it's all too much, is this? It's all too much for me, Mr. Nishtaklod. Mr. Ronson Nishtaklod, the leader. Here, what we got from Boney M 7 years ago. I'd been last week's number 3, this week's number 8. Sunny it is. Now, have I the right? I asked myself. Well, the dead end kids. And what's happening in the hit parade from last week's number 16? And I must admit, I rather fancy this way of running marathons, because it's gone, there's a cut and thrust. Oh, who are you going to pass? Who are you not going to pass? And you're just cruising along, nice and easy. But nobody come past us, except we've just passed a couple of runners during that record. But they was walkers. Not far to go, she says. Not realising that in a marathon is a mathematical phenomenon, because it's 26.2 miles long, but the halfway point is not 13.1. The halfway point is about 21 miles, because it's one half of a mile up to 21 miles, and from 21, like where we are at the moment, to 26.2 is in a separate marathon entirely. So that's the mathematical phenomenon part of it. Howsomever, having said that, from the Dead End Kids, how about a real bit of a toe tapper just now? Number 6 in the hip race, 7 years ago, 1977, Shawaddy Waddy. When? Hello. Well, yes. Do I want a cigar? They ask you some crazy questions, don't they? The crazy questions of a marathon are, stop, give us a kiss. Can I have your autograph? Do you want to stop for a cigar? Smile this way. And all them things, and they get crazier. An energy drink. Or drink. An energy drink. An energy drink. To put me in among the leaders. That's what I need. Hang on for a slurp. Oh. Now then, dignified. What did you tell the ladies and gentlemen before that big L?
Well, I told them that we were playing Denise Williams in Free, Jim, at number 4 in this year of 1977.
Whilst you're at it, don't let me interrupt you, Diggers. What was at number 3?
At number 3, I Don't Want to Put a Hold on You by good old Bernie Flint.
Well, fancy that. Bernie Flint coming to my rescue like that.
If you want to leave me, well, that's all right.
No, I Don't Want to Put a Hold on You. Number 3, Mr. Bernie Flint. As it happens, only 7 years ago, in 1977. Is that right, dignified?
That's right, Jim, yes.
1977. Because my... Here. What year is it? What year is it? What year? 1984. Good, I could have sworn it was 1977. Right, give me the board, dignified. Thank you.
Cardiff Marathon, Jim.
Hey?
Cardiff, Western Mail.
What are you doing on that bicycle?
Well, I cracked some ribs about 5 weeks ago, and I couldn't run today.
Good, I'm glad, because it means there's one less to be in front of me. Just a minute, my friend. I'm doing a, we're broadcasting to the world here. Oh, yeah. I'm running up this big hill at the centre. Right. Why is it that big hills always turn up and I want to play a record? How many miles have we done, Barry?
22, Jim.
22. 4.2 miles to go. Oh, dear old Bernie Flint. Number three, yeah. Now then, number two. Okay, 116 things at once here. I'm running up a big hill, talking to geese on a bike, playing records, and looking after Dignified. That's what I have to do, look after Dignified. Now then, number two, on its way up the charts. 7 years ago, I'd been last week's number six. Red Light Spells Danger, that big one from Billy Ocean. There. Red Light Spells Danger. Oh, thank you. And number two, it was in the hip race 7 years ago. And it was 1977. I'll tell you what, there's some nice views in Devon. There's got to be a lot of nice views, because you're always running up a damn great hill. So as you can see it, what spreads below you and what spreads below me at the moment is the finish, because we're about 3.5 miles from the finish now. So what we'll do, we'll have a little celebration by playing the number one record of this week, 7 years ago, 1977, April, and of course was one of the big ones from ABBA.
No more carefree.
Knowing me, knowing you, ABBA the group, number one, the rightful position. The board goes back to the car door, gets Dignified, it's sitting nice and comfortably in the motor. Take the glasses, diggers.
Right.
And what I better do, because I've got to conserve what energy I've got left. Pick me up, Dignified, if you can, about under a mile to go, okay? If you can do it under a mile, I'll try and knock off a couple of records. And I want to carry the machine around with me round the final lap of the track with all the people there.
Good old Jim.
Hi, hi.
Good old Jim.
The TV's here now. Oh, yes. I know what Noah felt like in the ark when he found the twig. He knew there was birds nearby. I know there's birds nearby. I can start to sniff the perfume. Marvellous, saved me life. Hang on, Dignified. Here you are. Play my record, Dignified, in my absence.
Right. And something that got to the happy position of number eight in another week was Elkie Brooks' Pearl's a Singer.
Pearl's a singer. She stands up when she stands up.
Now then, Barry the leader, how many miles have we got to go?
3 miles, Jim.
No. 123. All right, thank you. 23 miles done. 3 miles to go. Pearl's a singer. Elkie Brooks got to number eight in the hit parade 7 years ago in 1977. Now then, what can I tell you? It's a lovely day. The sun's shining. It's a bit of a cold wind. Lots of lovely people standing by the street. We've got 3 miles to go before we can take all those beautiful drinks and fruits and chocolates and all those amazing things. 3 miles to go, and we're just coming now into the centre of Exeter, right through the shopping centre, which on a Sunday is nice and peaceful and calm. There's only one problem, and that is that as I run down this slope, I can see a fearsome hill yet again in front of me. I've never seen so many hills in my life. Right, now then, well, the singer, as it happens, Glen Campbell, Southern Nights. Next one round. Thank you. Southern Nights.